Yeah, hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Tyron Parker and this is What's in Your Brain, and this is all about your neurodivergent brain. This is all about, I'm going to speak about everything. And neurodivergent people, so multipotentialite, scanner or whatever you call it, so or ADHD, and you've got your issues with all this stuff. You're right here. We're talking about everything. We're going from 3D to 5D and beyond. We want to talk about starseeds. We want to talk about light work, and all this stuff is going to hack me in this podcast episode right now for the first time in English. So you're welcome, and I hope you enjoy it. So let's getting started. Yeah, all right. Okay. A little bit too excited for the first time. I'm excited. First time in English. So yeah. I hope you like it. I will have to find my accent because I'm very impressed. I'm not impressed. I'm very how can I say it? I'm in the American thing because I'm watching baseball for over 30 years now, or over 20 years. And yeah, you will guess my accent is a kind of German with some trying to be some American English. So don't go too hard on me. Yeah, I'm very excited. First time in English. I need to find my soul family. This is the name of the podcast. And I've watched my podcast. This is episode number 50, by the way. So this should be a special episode. I'm thinking about it for several days now. And I've got several messages from around the globe over my... Yeah, over Instagram and all this stuff, which people are, telling me over their reels or whatever, and messages arriving here at my time, just in my hands, to tell me go international. So I've got that feeling for a long time, and I want to start today. Also, my German audience is welcome as well, of course, if you're fluent in English and have no problem with that. You're very welcome. I will not stop making German podcasts, but this is another try to find my soul family. Yeah, and I need to go to make it in English. I've watched my analytics from my podcast, What's in Your Brain, which is, by the way, now for like 1 year in the making, and this is episode number 50, and I'm very proud of it to make it to this point. So everybody who's supporting this, I'm very thankful for every everybody who's listening. And I hope because I watched my analytics and of my podcast and saw all around the globe there are people watching, listening to What's in Your Brain, watching with it's coming. So I'm working on a video podcast also, but it will take some time. I hope not so much time, but it will come. So, but I've seen the analytics, and all around the globe, there are people listening to What's in Your Brain. If I can trust this analytics, which are provided by my support here. So shout out to Podigy. And I think it's very nice, and I think all over the world there are German-speaking people who have neurodivergent background and like to talk about it and listen to about it and learn more about it. And my podcast, I don't even know if you can translate it into English like that. I mean, KI is here and should be no issue to translate it. I don't know that. Maybe I do all this is totally stupid because the people are already listening to my English version of the podcast. I don't know that. I have to research that. But yeah, in case it doesn't work, I think about it to getting started in English and going international. Because what is the purpose of this podcast? The purpose is to talk about neurodivergency, as a neurodivergent brain. You see, I've got to learn to speak in English, a little bit different than in German. And we talk about multipotentialites, scanner, Renaissance people. However you talk, this high brain individuals out there, which are very good and very in a broad spectrum of tasks and are very fast in the brain, and high IQ people, also with high sensitive people. Shout out to you. We are that too. We've got a high senses and high sensitivity in our senses, and even got some more things going on with getting energies in the room, right, and can read people like a book, you know what I'm saying, Joe. So if you will recognize yourself if you listen to this. So, and we're talking about ADHD, of course, as a big problem or issue, at least if you have figured out how to conquer this and how to, yeah, become a better person with ADHD and learn something about it and getting known to the habits and how to break the bad habits and how to get better habits and learn about all that and getting started with some more self-trust and self-worth and all the problems around ADHD, which is a big thing in our community, neurodiverse people. This is in general what I'm talking about and what I bring here to try to bring to the people in Germany and Switzerland and Austria, of course, all the German-speaking parts in Europe. But I think now it's time, to spread out a little bit. And in English, because I wanted to speak to more people in Europe and try to bring this to a brighter or a bigger audience. So. This was the whole idea of going with this English version. So, yeah, so I hope you like it. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you get along with my bad English. But I will try to do my best. That it will be understandable. Okay, and I will see. I will have to figure out how to tell the same things which I told over the audience in German. Germany and Switzerland and Austria, and a big goal of mine when I get started with this podcast was to connect with people. I want to tell people about their issues, which I have figured out the hard way on my own way, which is now for nearly 10 years in making. So this is podcast number 50. I'm 51 years old right now, so it's all getting started when I was around 39, 40 years old. Some years later, when I was 43 years old, I've recognized, I've watched a TED talk from Emily Wapnick, which you maybe already know, which have made this huge podcast where she tell the world that there are people which have these kind of brains, multipotentialites. And and so I found this podcast, I found this TED Talk, which is a kind of live podcast, as you know. And and I was totally shocked because I was in awe. And I thought, there are more of us, there are more of me on this planet, and it's an issue, and it's not. I'm an alien, so I'm alone. I was alone for 40 years, or 43 years. I was totally alone. I had this alien feeling. I thought I was nuts. I thought I was absolute a loser because I couldn't get figured out how all the people are living their life like that, and I am looking on the world in totally different eyes. Couldn't make it in any job. Couldn't get career started. I was doing the things other people doing, and it's working out for them, but not for me. I was in a bad place. I wasn't feel good. I was overweight. I was eating too much. Had some diseases, of course, of that, and I was kind of depressed a little bit. Lucky for me, I've got two boys, which I could grow up in that time, which was very nice. So I worked as a photographer and author and for magazines, and I worked as a journalist and a photograph to have some concert photography. That helped me through some hard times, but it was not the kind of life I want to live. And then I found Emily Wapnick's TED Talk, and everything changed. So. And in the moment I found Emily Wapnick, I was going on her website, which is puttylike.com, which you can go. And when you see the website, you can join the club. So pay a little bit and you can get connected to the community all over the world for multipotentialites, for scanners. So, and yeah, I was hyped, and I was immediately my first thought was, I have to do it in Germany. I have to make this kind of website, or I have to make this kind of community in Germany. This was my first thought about that issue, but in that moment. So Emily is says you've got to get connected. So you have to meet each other. So get started a meetup group. So I did that. So at that time I was living near Hanover in Germany, which is in the north of Germany, very in the north, near Hamburg, so in Lower Saxony. And I was living there, and I've started a meetup group for multipotentialites. And then tried to find other multipots. And in the first time, I was just have a meeting with a high sensitive person, because they have already had a group which I could go, and I told the people, I said, hey, I'm a multipot, I'm a scanner, this is what I found out, and this is my life, and this is what a scanner looks like, and are you people like me? And because I have some issues which a high sensitive person has. For example, I have a problem with bright light. My eyes hurts when I look into bright sunlight or into too much light. So I'm always wearing sunglasses to have not that problem. So this was some kind of high sensitive I have had. And so I could feel connected to these high sensitive people. I didn't know by that time that this is an issue for all people with ADHD, which I know today. So most people with ADHD have this problem with the bright light and the pain in the eyes. So yeah, I didn't know that for that time. So, okay. So we met there, and then there were one or two people who said, hey, your life sounds exactly like mine. And I think I'm a multipot too. And then things are getting starting interesting. So we've got a little group then, 4, 5, 6 people, which was very nice. For the first time in my life, I had the feeling of, here are some people who can understand what I'm going through and have the same problems and have the same issues and the same interests, and or maybe the same interests in, yeah, maybe in general learning new skills and in general being interested like fuck, and being absolutely open-minded and being thrilled by new ideas, and couldn't read enough about the world, the nature, the science, and all the stuff we are into, and reading books every day, and yeah, trying to get along with that and trying to make it in this neurotypical world. So, and have the same issues not making it there or not could perform there. And yeah, that was a very nice feeling to meet these people. And on the second or third, or I think the second meeting I've held there, I've got a special contact with a woman which reached out to me and said, hey, can we meet? Because I need to know about if I'm a multipot. I need to know it. And I said, of course, yeah, let's meet. And we've made a special little meeting in a bar in Hanover, and yeah, so, and that's when Amy, my now fellow partner and twin flame, arrived in my life. So, and so that day I met Amy, and yeah, we found out there that there is something going on with us both, and which we found out later. That we are twin flames and have now getting started with the twin flame process. So we both, I've left my life, which I've had to that point, and go with Amy, and we've started to make this twin flame process, which I have to learn on the hard way over several months, over months and years, to getting learned what is going on here. Because for the first I thought it's just a soulmate thing. I have no idea of that concept. I have no idea of spiritual things like that. So it was the first time in my life that I've got connected with something like that. And I could, yeah, I have got the issues. I've got the feelings which are getting along with that. So yeah, this is not neurotypical at all, but it is another thing I want to talk about in this podcast episode, because I need to find my soul family, and I think there are two things which are getting together. The first thing is the neurotypical brain, and the next thing is being something you, yeah, people call now light worker, which is exactly what we have done in the last 6 years. Amy and I have done as a twin flame in this twin flame process is, if you want to name it correct, it is light work as it best. It is this shadow work you have got to do to get your unfucked version of you back. I want to call it like that. To get your true self, your higher self and your true self back, to recognize who you really are and put away everything which life put on you, which is not you. It's not you, it's not yours, it's your coping mechanism of trauma and PTSD and something like that. And yeah, and this process is taking away this in a very harsh and hard way, because there are so many hours of shadow work which we have done in the 6 years. I've put it I've put the numbers down. And I'm come to a count of minimum 12,000 hours of shadow work, which we have done. And if you would, it's because the twin flame process is like that. You are doing it every day. You're with your twin flame. You're working on your shadow. It's you can count it 5 hours, 6, 8. So how long is the day with your with your twin flame? And we've been together for the first day on since now for 6 years. We've only have separated sometimes when necessary, because separation is a thing. You need to do that. I can tell about it later. And yeah, so, and we have made over 12,000 hours minimum, which is very low calculated. It could be higher, but I don't want to brag about it or something like that. So I give you that number for about 4 or 5 hours a day over 6 years. And yeah, and I've recognized that we've done some hard work, and we found out everything about our shadow work and our shadows. Which is a long time. It's a long time, like going to therapy for a long time. And we've done that, and we couldn't stop it, because you can't really stop a twin flame process. It's really complicated, but I've learned that there are many people out there in the world, in Europe, in Germany, and especially in the US, which are talking open to it, which are talking very direct and open about it. In Germany, we've got some issues with that, because, yeah, it's getting... People are getting... getting in touch with it and getting starting maybe to look in this, but I felt in the rest of the world it's not an issue anymore. People are saying, yeah, there are people like that. We've got people like that who have done this work and are now in this world to do their work, and their work is light work, and they call it light work, and I understand it now. And so I've getting started to being a coach for neurodivergent people. I've made several educational things there to become a coach. I was with Christian Cater, you know her podcast in the US, which is a big thing there, and I've learned a lot from her, and it was very good to see that. And yeah, and now I'm getting started to find my people, not only in Germany or the German-speaking part in Europe, so Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, but also want to find my people in the world. So this, again, is the idea of this podcast in English. And yeah, there's a lot of things we can talk about in the next episodes. I will start making these episodes in two languages, so it's a little bit more work for me. And but yeah, maybe this is a thing. Maybe this is nice. Maybe there are many people in Europe, in France, or wherever, in Italy, or in wherever around me. I don't know, or in the rest of the world. I know I've got listeners in all over the world. So I want to bring a podcast for you, and want to get starting to get along with you, and yeah, get some connections, because this is what it's all about. I want to find absolutely people who are working in this kind of area, which are doing light work, which are doing coaching, which are helping people to understand their issues, but overall working on a new world, working on our perception of the world, working on our with our view of the world, which is totally different from what I see in the social life now. And this is not new for me because I was born this way, and I have never been asked, do you want to have other kind of eyes to look on the world? I've just born with this kind of brain. I was born with these issues. I was, I've had my trouble with this kind of life and social, like this, yeah, you can call it matrix, like this designed social life, which we are, most of the people on this planet are living right now. And yeah, I've had my issues with that. And yeah, this is something, yeah, which gives me hard times all over my life, from the young beginning and to over the school time when I was in trouble in school. I was an underperformer. I never knew I had a high brain. I have ADHD. So you and in Germany, we've got not the opportunity that your mother can say, I will homeschool you. And this is no opportunity here. You will, in Germany, the police will come and bring you to school if you're not going to school. So there is no chance not going to this kind of system, installated kind of school and education. So in the 70s and 80s, when I was going to school, I came out of school in the end of the 80s and in the I guess 1989 or 1990 was my senior year. So it was a different time, and I've got my issues, I can tell you. So there were nobody is talking about ADHD. It was not known. It's later. I don't know. It's getting started in the 90s in the US to getting known about ADHD, but in Germany, yeah, we haven't heard from this issue until the late 90s, I guess. So 1997, 98, 99, and around the year 2000, there was ADHD is coming up in this world for us. So 10 years later, maybe. So, and yeah, it was a harsh time. So, and yeah, living with this issue in Germany is, I think, a special thing because we in Germany are not that open-minded, I would tell it like that, like in the US, where people are understanding other people more when you explain it to them, and they are more like, oh yeah, okay, so you are something like that, okay, so you're Renaissance people, you are a scanner, okay, I got it, it's okay, cool, so tell me how it is. In Germany, it's always, you're different, you're not like the whole bunch of other people, so this is a problem. So this is not cool, or this is not something which we admire or would we like to know about. It's more like get your shit together and come over to our side and be like us. So it's a totally different game. From my opinion, in watching it in the US and watching it in the rest of the world and in Germany, it's totally different game. So it's a little bit, I'm a little bit frustrated about my podcast performance in Germany because, yeah, I've got not that feeling that so many people have, I've got some numbers. I know this podcast is not as big as others. I know that. So, but I think people, yeah, find it kind of hard to step into this kind of world and this kind of neurodivergent world and this kind of world where people are thinking totally different, when we are interested in these spiritual things or energy, frequency and vibration, which is in my world a big thing, and in their world it's absolutely no thing because we are just working here. In Germany, we are building all the best cars or whatever, and being high functional people. Even if we are near the burnout or over it, we are high functional for the society, high functional for the system, whatever, and for every big concert or yeah, whatever. So the German have a big problem with being with in contact with this kind of people. So it's kind of hard groundwork we are going through as coaches in the neurodivergent area, which I can tell you. So if you're German and listen to this, okay, this is what I always want to tell you. And if you're in the international, yeah, you can smile over that, but you can understand it maybe a little bit more when I tell you about this issues here in Germany. And yeah, whatever. We've got to make it. We've got to bring people together to get a better world. We have a place here. There are many people with our branch. I think we have a very mission on this planet to bring society to another level, to the next level, maybe to a better level. I don't know how to explain it or how to name it. Maybe you can make it on your, you can think about it on your own, how you would call it. But I think we've got a mission because, we are different and we see the world different. And this is a big plus for the world, especially as things are getting hot now. So we don't get along with this kind of society. We've got several issues, all this stuff is coming up, which is not for the people, which is not for the good for the people, because there are kind of other powers in the back which are manipulating things, and it's all coming up now. And I think we've got to talk about the time after that. Because, I see the old system will crush, and it's good because it's not for the people. So it's not for the good for the people. It's just to have people in control, I guess, and being able to step out of that system or being able to create a new world is a good thing. And that's what I'm always, what I always see in this world is it's, I can make no sense of it when you've got to work every day just for existence. So, and this is what most people in this system are facing. They are facing, they have to work and pay their taxes just to exist. And I think this is a thing. I think we have to talk about it. I think this is not what it's supposed to be. And we should work on that. And neurodivergent people are pushing a little bit in another direction. So, because we can connect people with the, with a universal, more universal kind of, more divine kind of living, which we are connected to. This is interesting. Yeah, and I wanted to meet more of these people. This is just one thing I want to do with this podcast, is bring us together. Getting to know about the treasures everyone has inside, in kind of special force or special abilities and skills other people don't have. High sensitive people have that, and all the neurodivergent people have it, and the ADHD people have skills which are remarkable and which are absolutely awesome. This interpersonal skills where we can read a room of people and can see every energy in the room. Even no one has spoken a word, we know exactly what's going on. We don't look on the masks which our people or politics or whatever are wearing. We can recognize patterns and systems like nothing. So these are very special skills which are needed right now and which are needed in the future, in the near future. And so I hope we get in contact. I hope people find this podcast and all the things I will do in the future, in the near future. There are several things are coming, I'm planning, and I'm working on also on a coaching thing where everybody can join for small amounts of money worldwide, so that you can learn about neurodivergency, your neurodivergent brain, about scanner, multipotentials, and of course ADHD. I will not talk about autism because I'm not into that. I've got maybe one or two little traits which I would call it's like autism, or I'm not into that right now. Maybe I will talk about it with some experts in future podcasts or something like that. So we will see. But for the first time, I think I just wanted to say hello in English. I just want to reach out to everyone out there. You're not alone. We're a thing now in the world. I think the world needs us, and I wanted to connect with you. So if there are communities, if there are people who are going to work as a light worker or want to work as a coach in this field with neurotypical people, or with just to tell them we are here and we can help, or with the neurodivergent people just to say, hey, let's talk about our issues and getting healed from all the pain we have. And yeah, of course, the light work. We've got to heal people, to get people in better healthcare and better positions, and all over to spread consciousness and to let consciousness grow. This is a big thing. I think the biggest thing is that we have to let the consciousness grow about how the things in the universe are working, and we are kind of the link for that. We can do some work in there. I think we've got to figure it out. So I hope you enjoyed it. This is for the first time. Maybe we'll get in the next days the next thing started. I don't know. But I hope it was not so bad to understand for you, and I hope that was not so bad with my English. So I was excited. Thank you for joining. And if you want to have a conversation or something like that, send me an email just on typarker@web.de. You can find it in the description. My new website is underway. It will take some time. I've told it in the last podcast too. And maybe we will meet in person one day, which will be nice. I would love to. So have a nice day. Have a good week. And thanks for joining. And love to you all. And I love you. And have a good day. Bye.